Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. If I sing it, then maybe it'll. If you are a child, please come forward and sit with me. I would be so sad to sit on my royal throne without you. And when Pastor Doug provided the royal throne, he provided the stool in which I could sit on it too, or I couldn't reach it. Come on up. I had so many of my friends in the back foyer today, and I had to remind them that we have a fifth Sunday tradition here at Hillcrest, and that is where we bring everybody together so that everyone can take part of the elements, everyone can see baptism, everyone can be a part of communion, and I get to bring the message about four or five times a year. So I'm very excited when I get to come and teach both in big church and with my favorite young kiddos. And I'm Miss Tareen, and I'm the children's director here at Hillcrest if you are new and wonder why I'm dressed like this. And I'm dressed like this because it's what I do, isn't it? Got to give you a costume. So what am I today? I'm a king. This is my castle. Welcome to my royal home. I'm so excited to have you here in my castle. And today I am King Josiah. And if you're following along, you can be in 2 Kings with me. Both in Kings and Chronicles, it chronicles the order of the kings in our scriptures. And I love when I'm going to bring when I study a Bible character and passages to bring to you, I love when I get to bring an element of the fruits of the Spirit with it. So when I've done other messages, we've talked about love and joy and other things. And today it's about goodness and it's about King Josiah. So I'm King Josiah today, and this is my royal home. And you are my royal subjects here to learn. And I picked King Josiah because he did an amazing thing at the age of 8. Now, we know a little bit about kings and queens. So the king would have been his father. And if he was the eldest son, he already knew what his job was going to be someday, right? What is his job? If his dad dies, he becomes the king. Now, I don't know about you, but I was 8. I was not thinking that, you know, I'd be the queen someday of a large country or something, right? Like, that's probably not something you're aspiring to be. If you are, I'm sorry, you can turn to your fathers and blame them. But if your dad is not a king, it is probably not what you are going to be someday. So who is 8 years old right now? Anyone 8? So imagine waking up tomorrow and finding out you are the king. That's a pretty big job, isn't it? How many of you remember being 8 or long to be 8 or can't wait to be 8? Do you remember thinking about what you wanted to be when you were 8? What? An artist. What did you want to be? Architect. What did you want to be?
Cheerleader.
A cheerleader. Yes. What did you want to be?
A firefighter.
A firefighter? Absolutely. Let's check on our grown-ups. Do you remember being 8? Do you remember having maybe a job or something you wanted to do when you grew up? How many of you at age 8 knew what you wanted to be and you are that right now? Raise your hand. Well, you're not a grown-up, but you still want to be what you said you wanted to be at age 8. Anyone? Nobody? Nobody is what they wanted to be. Well, that's not very encouraging. I know what I wanted to be when I was 8. I wanted to be a mommy. I wanted to be a teacher. I always told people, and my dad quotes me a gazillion times saying, I wanted to marry a pastor or become one. I don't think there's a lot of pastor's wives in the world that like set out to be that role. I did. That was all I knew. My grandpa was a pastor. My dad was a pastor. I had a very strong calling on my heart. So I kind of knew what I wanted to be, but I did not have to wake up one day and find out that I was in charge of an entire country, right? And you have years to dream and years to explore what you want to be and be something amazing when you grow up. And the main thing, enjoy it and love it, because life's too short to wake up every day and not like what you do. It's really important. So Josiah woke up at age 8, and he had to do his job. Josiah is amazing because he had to rule this country, and he had to do it at the age of 8. And look what it says about him. Josiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. So when I studied him, I wondered, how does Josiah, way back when, know what the Lord would even want of him? So can you hand me my Bible? Thank you. Hand it right to me, Lev. Thank you. So this is the Bible. Put your finger in your nose if you know you have a Bible at home. In our Bibles, we learn the books of the Bibles upstairs. We sing it to a bebop. If you ever need a song to learn the books of the Bible, just come upstairs. We do a little bebop to it, and we can go through all of our books of the Bible. Our Bible starts with Genesis, and it ends in
what's Revelation.
Revelations, yes. So what did Josiah have when he was king way back when, in a time that we could not really even comprehend? He had something called the Torah. And this is the second message this year I brought to you where we talked about the Torah. And I love visual learning. So I made you the Torah because I wanted you to understand. Thank you, sir. You can hand that to me, Lev. I wanted to be able to picture what Josiah had that really was allowing his heart to be changed and move to make rules that no other king had ever done and no other king beside him has ever done. He had the Torah, and the Torah was the first five books of the Bible. Let's shout them out. Genesis, okay, the first five books of the Bible is the Torah. And now the Bible was not printed in all kinds of languages and in all kinds of nice readings to heavy readings, NLTs, King James. It was written on a scroll, and a scroll is a manuscript, handwritten, rolled up. And I imagine that when he took the throne, he was maybe exploring some treasures in his castle, and he found a trunk, and he found the Torah, and he began to read. And he read Genesis, and he read Exodus. And he read Leviticus, and he read Numbers, and he read Deuteronomy. Now, I would admit, and so would you probably, that we know a lot about Genesis. I've done a lot of teaching on Genesis. We've done a lot of teaching on Exodus. Just those two alone, is that enough to change our hearts? Yeah, something incredible happens in Exodus. Something incredible that is as applicable today as it was for Josiah. What is in Exodus that is a very big deal to us as believers? What is it? Yes, and what did he, when he went to the top of the hill, what did he bring back? The Ten Commandments. And we always tease upstairs and in our services together that is the Ten Commandments just a really good idea or is it law?
Law.
It is law, and that is black and white. There's nothing gray. We have the Ten Commandments. So imagine being Josiah and reading the stories of Moses from his birth to his death and all that he accomplished. That alone is enough to really change my heart and say God had an amazing plan for his life. And what he did mattered for our lives today. Josiah is known for reading the Torah, soaking it into his brain, and then soaking it into his heart and making a difference in his kingdom. He is the first and only king to abolish rules. Spiritists were told to leave. Idols were torn down, and idols are anything that you're going to bow to, you would hold any other gods before our God. How many gods do we have?
One.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have one God. I don't say dear gods. I don't bow to a music stand in order to pray. I talk directly to Jesus wherever I'm at. That is not what religion of the time was doing. And he abolished all of that, spiritists, idols. Everything had to go away. He also read about the Passover and the importance that it had for his Jewish people. And he brought back those traditions. And to us, it'd be similar to our Easter traditions. An eight-year-old did that. Is that kind of amazing?
Yeah.
Did those grown-ups have any other choice but to listen? No, they had to listen because who's the king? Josiah. Josiah let God's word resonate in his life and make a difference. And he had to tell his people, we are doing it wrong. This is how we to obey. And he would turn to those grown-ups, and you don't have to stand up, but turn around. It'd be like saying to the grown-ups in his kingdom and saying, no more. Tell your grown-up that.
No more.
He got to be the boss. That'd be kind of cool, huh? I promise you, I don't know this, but I promise you, he probably didn't have a super easy time, right? Grown-ups are like so easily moldable, right? We love to be told what to do and be told that we're wrong and change traditions and things that we've always known. Do you think it was easy?
No.
No. Is it far easier that already right here today you're growing up in a church? Yes, you are, because I see you every Sunday. You're growing up in a church. Do you have a grown-up in your life who loves the Lord? Are they spiritually influencing you into positive choices? Absolutely. Josiah did not have that. His father did not do that. His father did not run the country that way either. He was doing something completely different.